Welcome to This Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday, January 26, 2026. Deep State, the plans to impeach Trump. The Deep State has already begun through the national media to discuss the impeachment, the impeaching Trump. They're not going to wait till the election time this year. They've already begun discussing impeachment. It's going to take off like a snowball rolling down a hill. Website for the programs, thispresenttruth.com. Again, I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Before I begin, Monday the 26th of January 2026. Before I begin, I need to mention that generally I don't listen to my programs. I just recently started going back to listen to previous programs. I do a program, I walk away, I don't edit, I don't like to hear myself. I don't like my voice. I don't wear a headset when I do my programs. I don't like to have my voice coming back into my ears. I don't know what you want to call it, but I don't listen to my programs. I don't like to go back. I don't like to listen to what I say. I'm very critical of myself, which I should be. And so I generally finish a program and I walk away and I don't go back. But recently I just felt, you know, I should listen to what I have to say. Maybe what I'm saying is important for me. Maybe not for you. Maybe not for the audience. But it must be important possibly for me. I have views and opinions and factual data that I present. An example is I think it was July. I was listening to a program about 10 days ago. I was driving, and I thought I'd listen to a few programs. And in the program I listened to, I think it was from September, July, late September, I don't even remember. But in the program, I mentioned that Donald Trump would not make it through the year. And that was in 2025. Well, later in that program, I did say that Donald Trump won't make it through 2026. So it's confusing. It was confusing to me. I couldn't believe I stated that he wouldn't make it through 2025. But fortunately, I did mention later in the program, I explained myself more clearly that he would most likely, and I still firmly believe, Donald Trump will not make it through 2026. I have, through the last year and couple of years, been stating that Donald Trump would not have a full 4-year. He won the first 4 years. Once he won the election again, I knew he would not have an additional 4 years. There would be no 4-year administration a second time for Donald Trump. I've made that clear. I still believe it. Then I did say that at some point he would be removed. I don't know how he would be removed, but in about July of last year, I said, or September, I did say that I believe that probably he will be impeached. And then here this weekend, on Saturday, the 24th, I hear now the Democrats are now beginning to get out the mantra that it's time to impeach Donald Trump. And I think that is how this is going to happen. And then I remember 2 weeks ago, Donald Trump came out stating, if the Republicans don't win the 2026 elections, he would probably be impeached. The Democrats are vicious. They won't stop. Donald Trump stated that. Without the Republican Party winning the 2026 elections, again, Donald Trump stated he will probably be impeached. So even Donald Trump is stating that. It has begun. The program title today is Deep State, Impeach Trump, ? Has it begun? Is it beginning? Is there going to be a regime change, an illegal regime change in the United States of America? Is the CIA and intelligence agencies of this country not happy with only regime change in Iraq, Libya, other nations of the world? But now is the deep state, the shadow government, the rulers, the Nazis that rule this country from behind the shadows, behind the curtain, off in another room? Or is the Nazi party now that has been the American government for the most part is the Nazi party? It is the Fourth Reich. It is the Reich that has been like a smoldering, like a moss bed up in Alaska for 30, 40, 50, 60 years, 70 years. Nazism came over to America after World War II, Operation Paperclip, and it is now, you can say communism, fascism, socialism, or we can just say what the Democratic Party, the protesters, have been calling Donald Trump a Nazi, Hitler. That this is what they are. It's projection. They have been projecting what they are. They are the Nazis. This is why there are so many people like Lindsey Graham wanting to support the Ukraine objective against Russia. It's Nazis, Nazism. So, American people won't wake up. It's too late. You can't wake up. You can't wake up the American people. And I'm talking about conservatives, too. I'm talking about Trump supporters, conservative Christians. It's too late. The deception has had the plan to deceive the people of this country is finished. And now the revolution, the Bolshevik revolution, is once again occurring in the United States of America. Is there a way to stop it? No. I have stated for many years, we're not going to interfere with the plans of the New World Order, the Old World Order. Donald Trump has crippled that objective, and they are presently, looking at what happened in Davos, if you've studied what has happened here last week in Davos, Trump stating that order is over, Well, it has lost momentum and is going to have to take a different route. The route that they're going to take is really going to pertain to the United States of America. It won't be as international as they intended it to be. Yes, the European countries, for the most part, they will, to a great degree, move into the new order of the ages. But I'll give you an example. The best example I can think of right out of the top of my head. Here's what Donald Trump has done. And not just Donald Trump, Vladimir Putin, Xi Jinping, these men, even Benjamin Netanyahu to a degree. I don't know, in Western Wyoming, leaving Laramie one day, there is a mile-long train pulling coal cars. It's a mile long. And at the front of the train, you had four engines. At the rear, you had two engines. So you had the push-pull effect. Let's look at that as the example, the world order, the globalist order of Cecil B. Rhodes, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. That is the world order, world hegemony. Well, somewhere along the road, let's say that these cars are countries. So the New World Order, these globalists, have four engines pulling, two engines pushing. The engines that are pushing are the countries of the world that were assisting the globalists. But somewhere along the line, 40 or 50, nay, 60, 70 nations decided they didn't want to be part of this Klaus Schwab New World Order. They decoupled. And they decided that the two engines on the rear, the back end of the train, these motors, these engines, decided to go a different direction. So who's driving, or who is in control of the two engines at the rear of the train, now taking 70 countries, 80 countries a different direction, more than that, maybe 90 countries? Vladimir Putin, Xi Jinping, and Donald Trump. Netanyahu is kind of in between. It's these three men, Donald Trump, Vladimir Putin, Xi Jinping. They have caused the decoupling. The United States, Donald Trump, has been successful in what has been happening recently. Number one, get out of NATO, which he's working on. Number two, abandon the United Nations. We don't need the United Nations. Number three, secure the hemisphere, South America, North Greenland, even Canada. At Davos, look what he just did to Canada. Look what he did to Mark Carney. Look what just happened. Trump is putting 100% tariff on Canada's goods. Carney is in trouble with the Canadian people. Carney last week goes to China and tells the international news is that he is going to work with China for a new world order. And people, many people say, there's no such proof, no such thing as a New World Order. Well, I guess you didn't listen to Mark Carney. Donald Trump has been the president that has continued to deflate the plans of George Soros with Klaus Schwab, with the pharmaceutical companies. He's really been a wrecking ball. He is interfering with their plans, has been since the first election in 2016. He's interfered. He has crippled their objectives. They will never obtain the objectives they had initial objectives. They're never going to be successful. These globalists will be successful in the United States of America and the other countries that'll be part of the unipolar global system. But again, the train, there's been a decoupling. 90 plus 120 nations, if I'm remembering correctly, have decided they don't want to be a part of, they don't want to take part in the direction that the globalists have been taking the world. Carbon credits, all the lying, the lies of environmentalism. We're going to run out of food. Yeah, we're going to run out of food because they're going to create the shortages. They're going to create the famines. It's in the Bible, chapter 6 of Revelation. They're fulfilling Bible prophecy. Yeah, they're the wars, I've stated in my previous programs, that we are now in the time of the final wars of the final decade. And Donald Trump is trying to be the president of peace. He will not succeed. He is going against what Christ himself stated. There will be a time of wars and rumors of wars. Joel, in the book of Joel, Joel stated there would come a time globally when mankind would take all the instruments, all of the machinery for producing food, and they would take that technology, the materials necessary to build weapons for war. They would take the pruning hook, which was to pull fruit from the vines and the trees, and make these pruning hooks into rockets, missiles, drones. We are in the final decade. We're 8 years already in, 7 years and roughly 9 months into the final decade. I'm sorry. 7 years and 9 months from now, Christ will return. We're about 27 months into the final decade already, maybe more. Christ will return 2023. I'm sorry, 2033. This is why I'm going to go back and re-listen to these programs, hunt down these faux pas, these mistakes that I make. So there's a reverse direction by many nations of the world. What direction, what is their destination now? It is a multipolar world system. It is a no longer unilateral. It is multipolar. It is the BRICS strategy. Well, I want to clarify something. Well, then why is Mark Carney, why did he go to China to talk to Xi Jinping if Xi Jinping has been resistant to the New World Order? Well, Xi Jinping, China, what they like about the Klaus Schwab plan is to control everyone via carbon credits to all the surveillance technology, chip implants, a new order where you can't buy and sell without taking a mark, a name, or worshiping. And I think it was a year ago, China went to the BRICS International Gathering in Africa. I think it was in South Africa. And Xi Jinping had intended to talk to the nations in favor of a carbon credit system, controlling the BRICS countries through that system. And China would be the head, would be the at the forefront of that technology and that invasive plan. The BRICS nations basically locked him out, didn't let him speak. From what I heard, I think they were going to arrest him. They don't want, the BRICS countries do not want China to impose its power on, or and China's desires to use the Klaus Schwab system in the BRICS countries. So China right now may be bounced out. They need China because of its economic strength, not necessarily militarily. But so Mark Carney is there to try to bring China back into the graces of the old world order, of the old plan by the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, and others in this Cecil B. Rhodes objective to rule the world. One reason that Donald Trump wants the Greenland is to put restrictions on China. See, China has this Belt and Road initiative. They have a southern Belt and Road. They have the Belt and Road through China over to Asia or to Western Asia, to Europe. Then they have the Arctic Belt and Road going over the top, coming around down through Greenland and have access to the European countries. Well, Trump is going to use Greenland to protect the interests of the coming administration. Donald Trump is setting the table for the coming administration. I just will say I believe it is the new Obama administration that will come in, and Donald Trump is setting the table for the new leader that will replace Donald Trump. And that new administration, they will need Greenland. So Donald Trump is setting the place, the silverware, the drinking vessels, everything is being set by Donald Trump. Why do I say that? Because that's what he is. He is a businessman. And by conducting business in Venezuela, setting the table for the coming administration, the whole world is going to go to war with America, with the United States. Not the whole, the whole world, basically, in the sense of the nations in the BRICS network of countries. They will not, they will trade amongst themselves using their currencies, using their digital, their new digital system that was created for the most part by Russia, by Vladimir Putin. This is the way, this is the view of the coming world. There will be two separate economic orders in the world. The order of the West in the United States, a draconian, satanic order. There will be an order that economic order with the other nations of the world, apart from the control of the Federal Reserve and the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, and Donald Trump, basically was making it clear to these leaders at the World Economic Forum in Davos that their plan, it's not scuttled completely, but they're going to have to put pieces together to make it work. And that's all they're going to be able to do. They're going to get bits and pieces here and there, and they're going to put together a Frankenstein. They're going to put together an economic and a whole new creature economically that is going to rule, control the West, especially the United States of America. I say this to the audience in general. I speak more specifically to the Christian audience. To the general audience, I say this. Maybe you don't know prophecies in the Bible. You don't read what Christ stated would happen in the Gospels. Maybe you haven't read the prophets of Israel making prophecies about pretty much every country in the world, in the Middle East, nations throughout the world, eventually once a year making a trip to worship in Jerusalem. And for people that think that Israel is going to be exterminated, extinguished, removed from being a nation, you're wrong. Or the Jewish people will be completely, what would the word be, genocided or ethnic cleansed, you're wrong. You're seeing fulfillment of prophecy. And what Christ said is, there would be a time of great, great hardship like the world had never known. That's in the future, about 7+ years. But before that great, great hardship, there would be a time of hardship, which would be pretty unbearable. So the Christian people, we use the terms, a great tribulation, a great unbearable tribulation, almost to the point where Christ stated, if he doesn't return, no flesh will be saved. And then after that great, great hardship of a great tribulation, there will be a time of wrath following that, where Christ comes to judge and punish the leaders of the world, the wicked of the world. But now before this great tribulation, there's a period of, I don't know if I want to use the word lesser hardship. It's going to be difficult. It's just called tribulation, not great tribulation. And it's a 3.5-year period of hardship, which is pretty much unbearable, but not like the 3.5 years of great tribulation. And before the tribulation, which is a 7-year period, there will be a time that is referred to by Christ as a time of birth pains and sorrows. And the birth pains and sorrows are like a woman being pregnant prior to her giving birth. She's going to give birth to tribulation, the hardships that begin on the world. And in this time of birth pains and sorrows, which we are in, We are at the end of that time of birth pains and sorrow. This is the best it's going to be. This, you are living in the, you might say, as insane as things are, there's still some sanity in this period that we're in, this birth pains and sorrows period. And this is the best for the American people, for the Christian people, that we're going to have. It is going to continue to escalate into darkness, into chaos, instability, everything unstable. We are living at the present with hope that Donald Trump will be able to address these matters of the immigration, the ICE protests, and the corruption of massive, massive hemorrhaging of American dollars to every evil organization, and our finances going to countries abroad. The American people don't realize what else we're funding. We are funding the Islamic forces that are going to move into this country and begin. You think there's chaos now. We're funding. And the American government, the deep state, they are behind funding Islamic terrorists. And I don't mean 10 or 20. I mean hundreds of thousands. And these people are already, they're like a rubber band stretched all the way. You put the rubber band on the tip of your thumb and you stretch it. You're going to shoot one of your classmates. And that rubber band, if you pull it any more, it's going to break. Well, this is Islam in the United States. They're stretching that rubber band on the thumb, and it'll get to the point when they're going to release it. It is the Nazi aspect of the government of the United States of America working with Islam in the United States of America. I'm just telling you, this is my view, this is what I see. And I don't want to lose my thought. For the Christian people especially, the time of birth pains and the time of sorrows, the final months and weeks of the pregnancy are very difficult, but not like the first day of the first half of tribulation. It is coming this year in the fall feasts of Israel, late September, October. And I am of the view that there will be a great war occurring this summer in the Middle East. And I think the war in the Middle East right now with Israel and the terrorists, it has been, I don't say, it's maybe a halftime, a short halftime. Israel is going to resume removing the threat in the region. And Benjamin Netanyahu is the man that God has put in that position. That's the fact. Benjamin Netanyahu is going to finish the job. Donald Trump is the man that God put in the position here in America to interfere with the movement of the previous six presidents prior to Donald Trump, excluding Joe Biden. Joe Biden's administration was an Obama administration. The glove, the steel hand in the glove. The glove was Joe Biden, but the hand inside was Barack Obama. And the world is now, America is starting to realize what happened. the governments of the world were always clear. The governments of the world in Europe, all of these prime ministers and the chancellors and the presidents, they were always clear who was running the Biden government, the Biden show, the Biden-Kamala chaos. It wasn't them. This is just the facts, not opinion. This is not a view. This is the reality. Again, God allowed Donald Trump to come back for a brief period of time. And one of the main things that Donald Trump has been able to do is to expose everything. He's exposing everything. He's exposing the corruption of the Democratic leaders of this country. All of them are tied together. They're like every inch of a snake from the head to the tail. One snake. They hate America. They are globalist, meaning they use socialism, communism, Nazism. They use any destructive political belief system to further their objectives of a one world international control. And they have been found out. We're just beginning to see where the money has been going. This is just the tip of the iceberg. Minnesota and Portland, Oregon, LA, it's only the tip. The problem is the American people, this has been the greatest, have been the project of a greater psychological program than Adolf Hitler pulled on the German people. The American people are all subjects of a great plan to deceive us. Not everyone is deceived, but for the most part, the tools of the propaganda are mainstream media. And they're not ashamed to admit it. They admit they get 90% of all of the people in this country that watch the media, 80% maybe now, but they realize that they have been successful. This is a spiritual war. People don't want to, when it comes to spiritual matters, things of the Bible, they don't want any part of it. It's too bad. The whole world is already in the prophecies of the end of the world, the end before Christ returns. Whether people want to accept it or not, we are in the middle of prophecy, moving. The example I gave of this mile-long freight train with motors at the front, motors at the back, there has been a decoupling. We are witness to it. It's in the Bible. It happened when Trump became president the first time. He was already working on the mechanisms to take the United States in a different direction, and he has. The U.S. is now moving in a different direction. Trump is trying to bring about a golden age. It won't happen. Christ will bring about the golden age. But God is using Donald Trump to protect not only the people of the United States, but of the world from the globalists. He has interfered with their objectives. This is why the hatred of not only Trump, but his whole administration. He's not going to bring about a golden age. Donald Trump is setting the table for the next administration. The United States of America, when the next administration comes to power, after the Great Russian War is over, I think at the end of this summer, I don't know how it's going to happen this quickly. I really don't know. Can Russia and all these other countries in Ezekiel 38 and 39, can they all prepare and plan for a unified war in the Middle East by the late July? I don't know. But I do know one thing. Vladimir Putin is being pushed right to the limit. And when Israel continues to resume the war in the Middle East, in the region, Israel is going to move quickly. Don't think Benjamin Netanyahu and the Israel's military have been just sitting, resting, relaxing. No. They are preparing for the next round, and the next round is going to be the final round. And at the end of this round, the nation of Jordan will become the real estate of Israel. And that will trigger Russia and these nations to come down. If we have political problems in the United States of America, which we have already, this will be a perfect time while there's struggle and strife within the United States, within our government. This would be the time when Russia and these other nations can begin their objectives. Will it happen this year? I have to say it will. This way I present to the audience what is coming so that you can make wise decisions in everything that you do. Christians, especially, if you see what's coming, then you have to plan for new, you have to plan your life to go a new direction. It's not a time now. The world's going to start beating, is going to be used, the economies of the world are going to be used to build military, everything for their militaries to protect themselves. Technology, bullets, whatever it may be that is needed for war, the budgets of the countries right now in Europe, they are struggling to run their economies because of the expanding, the defense spending in fighting Russia. But God said it would happen. To the point where the people go hungry, there will be bullets for the men on the battlefield. There will be what is needed. This is what one reason there's going to be famine in the nations. Not only drought, not only, buying up cropland and not planting anything on it, but with war, everything goes to all the products, all the finances of a government. It goes to win the war, and the people will go hungry. We are not to ignore Satan's devices. We are not to ignore, Christians are not to ignore the devices of the devil. God gives us the wisdom to look at things from a biblical point of view, the best point of view, because Christ and the apostles and the prophets of Israel, they gave us a clear understanding of what to look for in the times prior to the second return of Jesus Christ. In Luke, I've talked about these for the last, these verses are in my mind all the time. In Luke chapter 21, speaking specifically of the time before Christ returns, it did talk about what happened in Jerusalem in AD 70, but it's talking about, it speaks also more clearly about our time. Verse 25, Christ said, there are going to be signs. He said, I'm telling you, I'm going to give you signs. I'm going to make it evident to you, to the world. I'm going to do things that are unbelievable. They will be signs to the earth dwellers, to the people of the world. There's going to be signs, firstly, in the sun. Here we had a, what was it, that the spot, I forget what you call it, but it said it would hit the earth right about now, and it would cause cold weather. Sunspot. And look what happened. Signs in the sun, in the moon, so the whole world can see, in the stars, it'll be evident to every nation, to the people in the forests in Brazil, and those in the desert, in Saudi Arabia and wherever. On the earth, there's going to be distress. There's going to be anguish among the nations. He addresses what's going to happen politically to the countries of the world. Distress. Are we in distress in this country? If people can't see we're in distress, they're truly blind. Is there going to be anguish where you go to bed at night and you don't know what's going to happen in the news overnight? First thing I do, I try to do in the morning, is what happened overnight in the Middle East, in China, with Russia? What's happening in America? There's going to be anguish among the nations in perplexity. The word perplexity, Christ uses it only one time in the New Testament. One time. It's mentioned right here in Luke chapter 21, verse 25. Perplexity. Christ meant there will be a time when there are no answers. There aren't any answers. Nobody has an answer. There will be, people will be puzzled. Just puzzled. Puzzlement. Conundrums. You can talk back and forth. You can visit. What's best? What's best? You're not going to have an answer. People are going to be perplexed. I remember there was a hailstorm back in the late 90s around, Nebraska. I'm trying to think of the name of the city. But the hailstones were about the size of a tennis ball. And the report was there were these cattle out in the field. And these tennis ball size hail. There was kind of tornado area too. It was there were tornadoes in the region. These animals were pummeled with tennis ball size hail. Some of them, it had actually cut some of the hide off their back, knocked some of them out, killed some of them. They were just puzzled. They were walking around. They didn't know what happened. It's the same scenario today. What is happening with the rebellion, the satanic rebellion of the Bolsheviks in Minnesota? What is the answer? There's an answer, God, for the Christian people. We have hope, because with every, in any situation where we are in the spirit of being perplexed through the Holy Spirit, through prayer, God can reveal to us and give us an answer. Sometimes you may not like what I'm going to tell you. Sometime the answer is it's time to go be with the Lord and to sleep and wait for Him to return. It may just be our time. But we have our answer. We have the peace that if we're truly God's children, we're born again, we will be with Him. We're just going to sleep for a short period, another 7 years and maybe 9, 8 months. And then we'll, when He returns, we'll rise from the dead to be with Him forever. But with Christians, the Lord did say this, that we are to occupy till He returns. So does this mean you quit your job, move? Where are you going to move to? No, it means you stay where God has placed you and you pray in that place. You pray and ask God for the wisdom that you need. We don't run. You know, one thing that the Christian people forget, we are pilgrims. We are here just abiding, occupying, but this earth is not our home. This isn't our residence. Once we become Christians, we have a new home. It's with Christ in eternity, in a new Jerusalem. But while we're here, we have to take care of our duties, our responsibilities, and we need God's help to do that. With the Jewish people, there's hardship coming to the Jewish people. Is there corruption within Israel? The Bible says there's unbelievable corruption, massive corruption with the Jewish people individually. Solomon says they have a plague in their heart, a plague, and it's in the heart. It's called sin. With the Christian people, we also have a plague in our heart. Every man has a plague in their heart. But through the Lord Jesus, our sins are forgiven. But still, we have to take care of our conscience daily. We have to be careful. We have to live as godly people. You know, the tough one is, if a man smites you on the cheek, turn the other cheek. These are principles that are real in time. There is hardship coming. We're in the best right now. I've been listening to what's happening in California, which I should maybe address in the next program. All these companies moving out of California. Airlines now are talking about discontinuing some flights in California. Coca-Cola is moving out. Oracle has moved out. Tesla has moved out. SpaceX has moved out. X is leaving. Standard Oil is leaving. Phillips 66 is leaving California. All of the Valero refinery is going to shut down. All of the Valero filling stations throughout California are going to shut down. This is the hand of God on an evil, evil government. It's the hand of God on an evil young man and his lineage and his family, his aunt. Nancy Pelosi, on the communists, on their hatred of Christ, their hatred of people. Who else is pulling out of California? In-N-Out Burger. They moved their operations back to Tennessee. This is, what did Christ say? There are going to be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. But there are signs also in what's happening. There is a sign right there in Minnesota. These people are in the occult. Rebellion is the sin of witchcraft. My programs are archived on thispresenttruth.com. Sometimes if you go to a Google search engine, you won't find it. So use the other search engines, DuckDuckGo, StartPage, Brave. I'm there, but Satan won't want you to get there. thispresenttruth.com. And my contact information is Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. Support me. I'm going to continue with these programs. The programs are for the well-being of everybody. The best that I can present to you is what's coming. Is this time to build, to buy acreage to build a new home? I say no. We have to occupy, but at the same time, when there's hardship coming that's in the Bible and made clear by the prophets of Israel, Christ himself, the apostles, we better pay attention. The Lord Jesus is the individual. As God, he is the one who will help each of us with our anxiety, with our anguish. Yes, there's perplexity in the world. There's no answers. How is Donald Trump going to stay in office for his four full years? He won't. How is he going to bring about a global order, a golden age? He can't. It's not in the Bible. Will he be able to bring peace in the Middle East? No. We are witnessing. Are the nations, can they stop spending money for the militaries? No. Will there be two world economic systems? Yes. The BRICS nations, they will have a completely separate economic order. America, we're going into the plan of Klaus Schwab. There's nothing we can do about it except trust God, look to him. For the Christian people, the time of birth pains and sorrows is about to end. It's about to end. It will end at the end of this year at the fall feasts. So, again, this is the 26th of January, 2026. The program, thispresenttruth.com. And one more time, you can contact me, Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. And again, I will listen to my programs, and if I make mistakes, I will correct them. I get to moving, and I do everything personally, so I do make mistakes. I will be back for the next program, thispresenttruth.com.